we are happy to have in the Catskill WGXC studio somebody that just came out with a book of some photographs, Mr. Russ Goldstein. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Pete.
We're going to be discussing
that. Listeners.
What's that?
Oh, I was just saying hi to the listeners.
Oh, yes.
Radio Land.
Yes, yes. He's going to be having a book opening tonight, but we will get to that in a few. But I just wanted to start out with if you could give us, first of all, tell us the name of the book that you came out with.
The title of the book is 13 Moons.
What made you come up with that title? Was there a motivation behind
there
that?
There are a few different inspirations.
Okay. The number 13?
The lunar calendar.
Okay, cool.
But really,
it was just a creative something that you came up with that you decided for a title, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What does the book involve for you? What is it about?
Well, most of the pictures, pretty much all the photos in the book were taken around the Catskill Hudson area.
Okay.
They're all black and white Polaroid pictures. A lot of them have multiple exposures. I guess for me, the fun is to make a book and sequence the photos, put them in some kind of, order.
And you had mentioned Polaroid. We had talked before, previous to the show, that and I asked you, why did you pick that out, and what was that? For me, actually, in knowledge, I didn't even know that they were dealing with that anymore, and you had discussed the format of that, the Polaroid.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've always loved Polaroid, and like so many people. I mean, it's a lot of fun, and I think it's more fun than other types of photography, at least for me, and I just have gravitated towards that. It's just sort of the worked for me,
right,
to enjoy, photography with, and so I've stuck with it for years. Until recently, the film's always been available.
Right, and you had discussed that too. That at a point there was a discrepancy with Fuji and
right.
It almost fell out of place.
Yeah.
The reason why I ask that is there's so many different, I don't know so many different, but some people will do digital, and some people, because of the creative process, they want to go with the film because they like the darkroom. Now, you said you don't do darkroom yourself.
No, I'd like to. I just haven't explored that up until this point.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, whatever works, I think, however you are happy making pictures.
I did see the book, and it's an amazing book. And you described that, and specifically for one picture, how many exposures were on it for just one picture?
Oh, right. Well, that was a picture of the moon. 13 pictures of the moon on one piece of film. Yeah, because with the land camera, you can keep exposing because you have to pull the film out yourself, so you just keep exposing on it as many times as you like until you want to pull the film out. And
right.
So that was also what led to the title, that one particular picture.
Well,
but it's really fun because, you just, it becomes like a game, that you're working within certain parameters, and, you're not really sure, you can't line it up like you can with digital. So you just kind of, are guessing as you're making these exposures, and it's fun to see how it turns out.
Well, I think that's why you really appreciate it too. It's really more, it isn't so much being a photographer, but it's being a creative artist that you can take, like you said, unlike the digital, you can take and process it 13 times or how many times to get what you are looking for in a in something that's artistic to you that you appreciate.
Yeah, I can do that all within this camera, just within the camera. So that's really fun. I don't need to ever get it into the computer to do any more work to it. So
now, you had said that you live in Catskill now, but you were originally from the city?
Yes.
But
I love it upstate. I really
you?
Prefer, yeah, to be upstate. And I've lived in a few different places upstate,
right?
Like Troy. I lived there for 5 years, and Woodstock for a couple of years. and now here in Catskill Village for just over 2 years.
Nice. Yes, we have met before, and it's good to see you again.
You too.
We had talked about some of the artists too. That it's not so much that you. Some of the artists, yes. But that it's more for the artistic style, that as an artist, that's what you're looking for, that being in the city and what you've studied and so forth and so on, you look at yourself more as an artist than you do a photographer?
Yes, and I'm primarily a musician, too.
Right.
So it's all, creative stuff.
Right. Tonight, you're having a book opening with that at the Plus Space.
Yes, me and Publication Studios, which Patrick Kylie was here in Catskill, and he recently moved up to Troy, and we're putting this book out together.
Yeah, Patrick, I know quite well. Actually, he lived he worked right below me. I lived right above where.
Oh yeah.
His original studio was on the top of Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
So I do know much about him and Ripley.
Yeah, yeah,
they're good
the
people.
Best. Yeah.
And so it's going to be at Plus Space tonight.
Uh-huh.
And what would you say is going on there?
Kind of somewhat low key. I mean, we'll have the books for sale, and there'll be posters for sale, and there'll be some free drinks and stuff, and some music, and that's really all. It's just an opportunity to celebrate the release of the book.
Right. Getting back to the book, what made you pick out the pictures that you picked? I mean, I know you said that it's local Catskill, and were there certain things that you were looking for in your pictures, or certain types of pictures, or specific pictures that you were looking for? I mean, what was the creative process for that? Or did you just take the pictures and then pick out the ones that fitted you the best?
I think probably the latter. I just take pictures over a period of time, and then, like I was saying before, enjoy sequencing them. So, I don't know. It's just sort of some kind of idea forms, and then the idea seems to help me in choosing which pictures suit that idea.
That's exactly what I was looking for you to say. tonight we have, like I said, it's at the Plus Space, and that's going to be at 365 Main Street, and it's from 8 o'clock until it says late, so however long that might go. I think there's going to be some added benefits going on there, too, that you're going to want to check out. For people to know, if you want to get on Facebook, you can get on Plus Space on Facebook. You can look at pictures that are already on there. Alan and Melissa, I don't know if she's going to be there tonight, but yes, she is going to be there tonight. Alan and Melissa will be there to also join you, but I expect there will be a lot of people there tonight. Is there anything else that you want to say about the book? Anything, some meanings, or what really brought this to fruition?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I just really enjoy doing this kind of work, and I hope to do more like this one, and I do have some film left, so
do you?
I think I've got about enough film for one more book like this of Polaroid pictures. I don't know what brought it about, really.
So there's a possibility of a 14 moon.
No.
Okay, well, I just thought you said you had extra pictures that you might be able to come up with something different. It's nice to see a creative process, and it's nice to hear how that process is done, be it with any type of artwork, from sketching to photographs to acting. There's a process that's in somebody that they're able to develop, or that might trigger another aspect of it that it ultimately leads to the final result. And looking at that book, it looks like there's a lot of creativity in there, and there's a lot of beauty in there, and especially that it's local, too. I mean, that's a an added benefit that there's a local scenery around here. I mean,
it's inspiring. Yeah,
it is, and we have so many amazing artists in the Catskill region, mm-hmm. And I'm sure that some of those have inspired you.
Absolutely.
But do you find that when you're in the city, what are some places that for you at least that you like to visit?
Russ and Daughters? Yeah.
I'm sorry I sound naive, but what is Russ and Daughters?
Oh, it's a really good place to get bagels and lox and cream cheese and Jewish appetizing food.
Okay, I got you on that one. Okay, well, Alon, did you want to? Is there anything that you wanted to add besides that it's going to be on Plus Space tonight and you're looking for that?
I'll just say that I'm a photographer myself, and it was great to support Ross in having the space available for him to show his book and feature it. And it's lovely. It's a beautiful book. It's intimate. It's gentle. It's something you don't often see. Often photographs are very vivid, in your face, about a specific subject. This is much more lyrical, poetic book, mm-hmm. and it's lovely to have him in our space tonight. It's from 8 to late.
8 till so, late, yeah, yes, that's what I...
365 Main Street, yes.
And you also said that it is on Facebook, on Plus Space.
Yes.
Yeah, and you have a beautiful space there, might I add. We've had some events there before, and
right.
It's a great gathering. It's right down on the center of Main Street,
yep.
By the theater, and, yep. and the little dog park down there, so it's a convenient place to be. I want to thank you guys for coming in and sharing your thoughts and your feelings and the processes. For this, I know that it's. I think that's one of the beauties of the Catskill and surrounding areas is able to offer is to have artists such as yourself that are able to offer such beauty to the community. It's a great thing to have.
Oh well, thanks for having us on, Pete. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it and to share with the community. And I'd like to thank Alon and Melissa for hosting it at their space. And, yeah, I'm really I feel really fortunate about it. So thanks.
So tonight, like I said, we've got it. 365 Main Street is going to be the book opening for Ross, who is going to have his 13 Moons book release party tonight. So be sure to check that out. You can also visit... on Facebook, you can visit Plus Space, which also has pictures, and if you kind of want to get a surround scenery of that. But besides that, that's a wrap.